the passion there is for the FA Cup here in England. Is that quite the same in some of the other major leagues?
Well, I would say that at least in France, it's a bit the case because it's a very popular competition. And it's, I think, what we might see as the weakness, the fact that very weak or unknown teams actually go all the way through to the final every now and then, is, for at least for the French football supporters, a proof that there is still a competition where amateur and professionals can meet. And most of the French footballers tend to say that they like the competition. Although I think that maybe with the new French, or the new era in French football, with PSG and Monaco, with lots of foreign players and obviously foreign owners, might change that a little bit. But I think that most of the teams, even in the Ligue 1, are still quite happy to play the Coupe de France. Then obviously there's also the League Cup, which makes them two, which is maybe one too many. I mean, I think most people would agree on that. But the cup itself is quite popular, I would say, in France.
John, should we care about domestic cup competitions across Europe? You know, does it really matter in the modern football age when the money is there in the leagues and in the Champions League now?
I think it depends where you go, Lee, and it depends who the head coach or the manager is at the time. I know Carlo Ancelotti, when he was at Paris Saint-Germain, was criticised in the press for not taking the cup competition seriously. I think they lost to Evian in the quarterfinals last season. I think this season, Laurent Blanc, the current coach, has pledged to play strong teams. He saw that Jose Mourinho, he seemed to really change the way that Real Madrid treated the Copa del Rey. Cristiano Ronaldo, I think, played in 8 of Madrid's 9 cup matches in Mourinho's first season. He played 0 the previous year. And you look at Bayern Munich, they really seem to take the German Cup seriously. I've been looking at the team that played in the first round this season against BSV Raiden, and the likes of Neuer, Dante, Alaba, Schweinsteiger, Müller, Kroos, Robin, Mandzukic, they all played. I think that there is still a romance about the cup competitions. We mentioned about France. You look at some of the names of the teams that are playing today, the likes of La Roche, Aubagne, Les Herbiers. These are teams that you wouldn't normally talk about, but it's great to see them getting involved and playing some of the bigger sides.
Yeah, and we had, of course, Union Sportive Crevelli reaching the final, didn't we, in 2012. So the lower league sides in France, them are the amateur teams. With the Cup, we've seen them reaching the headlines and beating some of these bigger teams, haven't we? Love to have your thoughts on this as well. I know you've been debating this on our Sports World page, our Facebook page, Sports World BBC World Service. I'll read out a few more before we go. Let's hear, though, from a player's perspective now, from the former Milan defender, Martin Lausen, who lifted the Coppa Italia 4 days after their star-studded team, you know, the likes of Nesta, Maldini, Rivaldo, Inzaghi, had won the Champions League. For them, winning the Cup was an extra celebration, of course, but understandably, according to Larsen, it wasn't a priority to play in every season.
Not really, have to be honest to say. It was a thing where if we won, great. If we lose, then we're still in the Champions League and we did okay in the league as well. So, I mean, if you play with the reserves or most of them in the Coppa Italia, then obviously you don't mind that much if you're going to lose. But if we lost, in the second round or something, then it didn't mind that much.
You've played in the FA Cup and the Coppa Italia. How do the two compare? The English Cup, I guess, is always considered to be one of the greatest competitions in the world, in the past anyway.
Much more important. The FA Cup, you can't compare the FA Cup with the Coppa Italia. I mean, Coppa Italia is not a big thing. It's like I said, it's big. If you win it, then it's great. If not, it's not so big. The FA Cup, there's a lot of history. Special atmosphere. Everyone talks about it, read about it. In the Coppa Italia in Italy is not considered big. So a big difference between the FA Cup and the Coppa Italia.
Do you think there needs to be an extra incentive to win the Coppa Italia? Maybe if they offered a Champions League place for the winner, would that mean the players would be more motivated?
Obviously, a Champions League player, I think that would be too much. But you need some kind of reward. If you have a really big award, then if you go out and play in Europe, that would be great. I mean, for any team. So obviously, I think you're right. You need some kind of extra So people will be more motivated to play that competition.
That's Martin Lausen who's speaking to John Bennett. John, do you think that extra incentive is going to come? You know, a Champions League spot for a domestic cup winner? That's unlikely, isn't it?
It is unlikely, but it is something that Michel Platini, the head of UEFA, has talked about. I think he's a big fan of that idea. Most people would be against it. Can you imagine? It would have meant that Wigan, who won the FA Cup last season, would represent England in the Champions League. And
Over
Arsenal. And you think back in 2009, Gangar, who were in the second tier of French football back then, would have represented France. I don't think it's an idea that will take off.
John, do we just have to accept with the money that is now on offer in the top leagues, you know, for placing in the league, you know, 10th is considerably better than 11th, of course, in the Premier League. Do we have to accept that, you know, there's going to be weakened sides in the domestic cup competitions, but, you know, maybe on the day, in a final, you know, it'll still attract the attention. But, you know, do we have to accept that it has been devalued?
I think so a little bit, but I also think that there is always a possibility to see it from the other perspective. That is, the weaker teams that go through to the final every now and then, because it does create a big buzz, at least in France. You can see today in the media, for example, it kind of creates an idea, some nostalgia almost from you know, past times. And I think that lots of football fans like to hold on to that feeling. And I think it's also what we will have in France and what we already have in Spain, for example, is the cup being probably the only real window or the only possibility for a team that is not Barcelona or Real Madrid to win. You know, it will be the same in France with, if you're not PSG or Monaco in a few years' time, this is going to be the only competition that you have, you know, a real possibility to win. And I think for a team as like Atletico Madrid last year, for example, that turned out as a very good opportunity, sure, and a success story, obviously, and they actually got to beat Real Madrid in the final. So I think that the cups will live on, and I think that lots of supporters will still like that. And maybe it will be a bit, maybe even the other way around, that it will get even more value because it will be more important for the whole of the league and for the whole of the footballing country of Spain, of France.